Okay. So the Mishnah says that Chazan Al Chomishol Nachshav Lo Pesach Motz Bana Shal Yisrael Asher Bana Shneimar Lo Yirah Lo Chasa Or. One question which I'm not going to deal with now, we'll get back to later, is what's the funny line in this Mishnah? What line in this Mishnah is funny? Anyone? Okay, that's that not as funny. Why did they chomishol Nachshav Lo Pesach is Motz Bana? What should it have said? Mutter b'achiva. Okay, so keep your eyes open for three answers to that, and we'll come back to that. Okay, then the Gemara brings in the famous machlokes of Yehuda Rav Shimon, the pros of Rusev Lili. Also, my name is Sisla, Yehuda Lor Shimon, Lor Rav Yosef Lili, Maihi, Detan, Yechamish, Yehuda, 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 Uvalav, Shasha Asr Bachilas Bana, son of Tanakama, come back there. Yosef Lili, or Tamalat, the way it's coming to Asr Bana, call Shiva. Okay, so Yosef Lili says, Chomet is not Asr Bana at all, he doesn't match our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chomet Shavalav, Pesav is Asr Bana, he also doesn't seem to match our Mishnah, because then even if we're going to be Asr Bana, but Shimon says, after Zmano is no problem at all, doesn't match our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, a Jew after Zmano is Asr Bana. Here's the time to Chazer, we're not going to go through everything, but if you recall, we discussed this at the very beginning of the second parak. What does Rav Shimon mean when he says that? That toch zmano, lifnei zmano eino over love lo klum. What he definitely means is that if you eat chametz before the zman, meaning every pace of the afternoon, what does he definitely mean? You don't
get malchus.
You don't get malchus. You don't violate a lav. But what does he mean? If you remember, we saw four shitas. Right, there was the Balamor, who held that, at least on the Raisa level, we're not even sure on the Rabbana level, it's mutter to eat. Right, no Itzer say at all. We had Tosos. Right, what did Tosos hold? Right, so the Balamor held that there's no Itzer Achila Mida Oraisa. Tosas held that it's Aser Ba'achila Mida Oraisa. But, even after Ramban, Aser Ba'achila Mida Oraisa, Mutter Be'hanah Mida Oraisa, right? What was the just difference between Tosas and Ramban? What about the Ramban, right? Tosas says Mutter Be'hanah, and the Ramban says that it was Aser Mida Rabbanan, as did the writing of many others, and there was the Ram and the Maram Chalava who said that it's Asar Ba'achila Uvehana'a Mide Oraisa. Okay. That was what we already discussed, and the Tosos is mostly right here when he says that according to Rav Shimon, there's still an Ishar Seba Ba'achila, but there's no Ishar Hana, and the only reason you can't use it to burn all air pace afternoon is because we're afraid you might eat it. That's why you can't stretch out the burning for a long time. The Avnei Nezer points out a bit of a lundus here, and all the other achronim, that there might be two ways to understand the nature of this, right, the Isser Achilas Chametz Lifnei Zmano, right, Mishon Asei the Tashpisu, right, Lefi, Koma Poskim, except for the Balamor. Right? Everyone but the Balamor holds there's at least an Isra Achila from the Asayiv Tashbisu. Right? What are the two different ways, though, that they express this Asayiv Tashbisu?
Tosus says that it's a
Pitul Asayiv. Right, so what Tosus says is that Tashbisu, the Chazanish actually denies that he means anything different than the Rambam. But it sounds like, what does Tosus say? What does Tosfos make it sound like? Why can't you eat chametz lifnei zmano according to Rav Shimon? Because it's not tashbisu. So Tosfos sounds like it is a bittul of the chiyuv hashbasa. You're supposed to destroy it, and instead of destroying it, you're eating it. And he thinks eating it is not called destroying it. And therefore, basically, for Tosfos, it seems like eating chametz and erev Pesach after Chatzos is just as bad as, you know, locking it up in a safe where you don't know the combination, where you won't be able to destroy it all Pesach.
Is Tosfos saying here that all other hanaos aren't kederach?
Tosfos is saying, does seem to imply here that all other hanaos are not kederach. He does seem to imply that. That would be an interesting question. You know, what about if you could find, you know, clearly burning chametz, not the normal derech hanasan of chametz, right? Burning is part of shiloh. What about selling it, etc.? So Tosfos after that also. So I don't know if Tosfos is really trying to commit himself to the Magen Mishnah here, or if Tosfos just means, like, for our purpose, I mean the main, you know, in terms of the drush of the pasuk, I only mean the main derech. But you're saying he's reminiscent of the Magen Mishnah. I hear that. Okay, what is our bonds formulation though? He says there can't be something you have to destroy that's mutter ba'achila. He sounds it's not that the achila is usher because you're not destroying it. He says the chiyav tashpisa is an igloi milsa, there must be an underlying isser achila. So Ramban sounds like that there's an igloi milsa, that there's an underlying isser achila. Right, the Rav also like this Chakira, and he says there might be two ways to understand. If you hold like everyone but the Balamor, that Rav Shimon does have an issue to rice Erev Pesach afternoon, there are two different ways to understand it. Is it that really there's only Chiyuv Tashbisu, but eating is anti is a bit below the Asay of Tashbisu, right? It's like killing the mother bird without sending it away, or it's like, you know, some way of being Mavakal and Asay. Or it's like burning your tefillin. You're in a desert island, you burn your tefillin. Side effects, usher burn tefillin. But now you can't tefillin anyway, you've been Mavakal the Asay. So it's either Vatla Sev Tashvisu, or is it no? It's not a Vitl Sev Tashvisu. It says the Sev Tashvisu is a Gloy Milsa, there must be an underlying assay of Macholos Asuros, of not eating it. What is the Nafkamina between these two formulations, perhaps? Right? So the Avnei Nezer says if you make a certain assumption, right, then one Nafkamina is Chatzishir. And Lachor, we're not arguing whether it's like a nice thing to do or not. There are Lachor arguing whether it's an Issa Rice or not. Pash does it at least be an Issa Rabban. But he wants to say, according to the Rabban, for sure it's Chatzishir would be Osserman Torah here, because if there's an Issa Achila, you're not allowed to eat Chatzishir either. But according to Tosos, he says it would be Mutter. I don't know if he means Mutter Lagamri, only Mutter Man Torah. It would be Mutter, no. If you assume that there's no chiyuv tashvisu on chatzishir, which is not an unreasonable assumption, meaning the Torah told you to be mashvis chametz. If you assume the Torah only told you to be mashvis kedais of chametz, if you have less than kedais of chametz, you're not chayiv in tashvisu. If you're not chayiv in tashvisu, then it can't be usher to be mevatel that tashvisu. So that's the Avnezer Nafkamina. Let's say the simple case, you only have half a Zayis of Chametz. So according to the Ramban, is an underlying Yisra Achila, it would be a big answer to eat it. According to Tosfos, it might be fine.
Why does the Ramban stop at just Yisra Achila? Why, if normally you only burn things that are also Asur Bana?
Are you sure?
Normally.
Meaning Klai Kerem is Asur Bana, Orla is Asur Bana.
Why would you compare chametz to that as opposed to everything else?
Maybe you just can't prove. Meaning, once you said some things you burn are asur bana and some things are only asur b'achila, so you can't prove any more than an asur b'achila.
The Gemara in Chop Hey, with the Kachim, kept saying, oh, if it's coming straight from the stomach, it's asur bana, so why do I need to toss it below the achel, and if it's not for ana, because I know I have to burn it? The Gemara kept assuming that if it's burnt, then it's asur bana.
No, I thought the Gemara was saying, because if you have an extra pasuk telling you to burn it, that's not necessary, then because the extra word in the pasuk teaches you an isra ana. You need an extra word. It needs to tell you to burn it twice. One tells you to burn it, and the second one is extra, so therefore it goes for an isra ana.
I thought it was that the only since tells you to burn it, that's what makes the other word extra.
Seems to be that you need a double positive srefa.
What about the top tosos on Amud Aleph? that he says really there's no havamina that should be mutter b'achila. I mean, only for achila, it says.
So that might just mean that if there's a chiv sreifa, it already proves it's asr b'achila. So you can't need it to teach you there's an asr achila. But it doesn't say there's a chiv sreifa, it proves asr b'achila. That was a debate in Tosfos. That was, there was one day in Tosfos like that, but that wasn't so mukhra. There was one day, it's not mukhra all for the Gemara like that. It's just one day in Tosfos. Where is that one day in Tosfos? That was the one line in Tosfos who says anything that chiv sreifa must be asr b'achila is... sounded like from Toschof Bezen Rav to Rasul Chulin. That was not Mochach. Yes, Geir says, if you need to tell us not to burn it, it must be Asr Ba'na. That was not Mochach.
Not from the Karim, though. Hmm? Discern not from the fact that it needs to be burned. It can't be that it's just Nisra Achila. It has to be also Asr Ba'na.
That is a good horror. And that's more or less like what the Maran Cholava says, right?
Yeah.
If it's chi of Tashbisa, it must be Asr Ba'na. But why are people not convinced? And Harry Machalkin doesn't collect her? Not sure. Sorry, yeah. That's a good question. Anyone think of another Nafkamina between Tosin or formulation or Ba'an formulation? Okay, but I don't know if you answer. Right, it's a bit of a radical nafkamina, but what about chametz shel akum? Right, so what would the Ramban say? L'chora?
It's
right?
Master, yeah,
because there's an underlying, yeah, you don't have to be master's chametz shel akum, but it proves there's an underlying yes of chametz. According to Tosfos, the only reason you can't eat it is the bit of a safe tashbisa. If you're putting tashbisa, it should be mutter to eat it. So, now, the Achronim don't like this because it sounds a little radical. But I'm not sure why that's a disproof just because it sounds a little radical. After all, the Balmor said you could even eat your own chametz. So, therefore, you're allowed to say you can eat a guy's chametz. Now, of course, this depends on an issue which we might not have noticed yet, but comes up at the very top of Chavtes of an Aleph, which is there a hesitance of eating someone else's chametz? Right? That's not so posh. Can you actually eat someone else's chametz? I know you can eat chametz that was someone else's, but like as I'm eating it, can it really be yours? So okay, maybe we're familiar with a little like Pulpulim on that from the Shabbos, etc. But if we assume, right, Rashi definitely assumes it at the top of Kotesanav, if we assume you can eat someone else's food, right, which is actually seems to be the mainstream assumption among Rishonim, that you very strong mainstream, that there is such a mitzvah as eating someone else's food. So then maybe one does streaming must eat chametz of a guy in a Pesach Acher Chatzos. And that's not so radical. Could be.
We have to go deeper into Lundus for this, but the Ramban who says that you can't have something that's chayav tashbisa that's going to be mutter b'achila. So the chametz shel akum is not chayav tashbisa. So why shouldn't it be mutter b'achila?
Could be, but then, you know, the question is like, if the kind of chef is chayav and tashbisa, just there's no one to be mechayav. See, that might get to the question of like, why is chomet shel akum not chayav and tashbisa? Is it because a chef of chomet shel akum is pachet and tashbisa, or the simpler shot is just because there's no one to be mechayav? Right, that's the simpler shot. Why is the chomet shel akum pachet and tashbisa? Because, like, there's no one to be mechayav, because we can't pin it on anyone. But the cheft is the kind of thing that should be chayiv and tashbisu. So I think that, I hear you're talking about, I think that pashtus would still, this would be a valid nafkamina. The other nafkamina, which the Rav says very, very nicely, is he points to a ran in the 14 of the Dapi Arif and asks, what about tam chametz? Right? What about food that has a bli of tam chametz, right? I make chilent. Right? And I take a piece of meat out of the cholent that I replace that for themselves, right, with barley. So this cholent has a tam ke'ikr of chametz. Right? So is that also, it definitely also in Pesach, that's obvious. Is it also an Erev Pesach after Chatzos or not? So the Ran says, in the Zayin with Beis, the Ran says that Rav Shimon Moda Nami de Mishay Shosol Malo Mitzvah Rachila. Why came in the Omar Rahmana Tashbisu Vikhim the Mitzar E Epsha Shlo Yasar Vino Saint Tom?
Right? What does he say? Since it's usher, it has to usher anything he gives a tam to. Anything usher has to usher benosei tam. And the Rav pointed out, this works well according to the Ramban. If something's usher, it has to usher benosei tam. And the Ram would hold like the Ramban side of the lumbus. Anything that's usher has to usher benosei tam. But the Ram himself admits, now not everyone, but most people admit, that any tarobas of just tam, that doesn't have, like, at least the Kzai's Pras or something, is not Chayiv in Tashmisu. Most Rishonim, including the Rav himself, admit that just a Tam of Chometz, like a 160th Tam of Chometz, is not Chayiv in Tashmisu in a Torah. The Rav himself said that a little earlier. He said that you're only over by Rav Yimot saying Kzai's in Tashmisu Pras. You're not over by Rav Yimot saying, which, Chorah, you're not Chayiv in Tashmisu in just a Tam of Chometz.
Even according to Bein Tam, except for Bein Tam.
What?
Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says you make it Malchus on if you have less than a Kizayis?
I'm not sure. Yeah, no, for sure. Rabbeinu Tam is pretty mefurish that Tavrovus Chametz is not, there's no body revolving up to your Tashbisu. So if we assume, which is the mainstream assumption, that there's no Tashbisu on a no say Tam of Chametz, maybe there's no Tashbisu on any Tavrovus Chametz, for sure not if it's just a Tam, then according to Tosfos, it should be mutter, if you assume. And yet, all these are assumptions, but they're all reasonable assumptions. They're not like crazy assumptions. They're mainstream assumptions. Right? If we assume that there's no tashbisu on, you know, no sentam, which is pretty much everyone agrees that midaraisa, there's no tashbisu on no sentam. So, those are three potential nafkaminas. This Hakira, why would Rav Shimon be moded as an Isra Achila and replace it as Chatzos? Is it as a separate Isra Achila and the Tashbisu just in Gwain Milsa? Or the Isra Achila is only because you're not doing Tashbisu? Nafkamina number one might be Chatzi Shir. Number two, maybe Chametz of a Goy. And number three would be a just a Tam of Chametz, which has no, all of these cases, would have no Tashbisu, but they would be within the normal realm of Makolas Asuros. Okay, and that's the Abnei is really the one who made the Chakira famous, and the Rebbe picked up on it and gave him another nafkamina. If you look there, he developed it in some more speculative ways as well. Okay, now we'll continue in the in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us Uminai. Now, for example, the source of the Machlok Tana Uminai Lo Chacham Sheishos Omal Shu Over Lo Saase Shneir Melo Sokol Of Chametz Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Rav Shimon and Olav. He assumes means when you shechtes from Pesach Amar Lo Rav Shimon Chi Efshel Lo Morkein Va'Look For Neir Melo Sokol Of Chametz Shivas Yom Tovol Of Matzos Im Kei Matam Lo Melo Sokol Of Chametz B'Shashi Yestem Kamachol Matzah Yeshav Al Tovol Chametz B'Shashi Einu Kamachol Matzah Einu Beval Tovol Chametz. Right? How can you say that? After all, it says don't eat chametz. Shivas yom tochal of matzos. So, what did the pasuk of l'sochal of chametz coming to teach us? Teaching us the hekesh that only when there's mitzvah matzah, there's mitzvah chametz. When there's no mitzvah matzah, there's no lav of chametz at least. And therefore, that proves there's no lav of chametz on erev Pesach after chatzos. Then they ask my time to Rehuda. The pasuk writes even lo. Right, he just thinks Mashmos Machmetzas, you don't need a Yitr Lashon. And Ryu said, Gleam and Ali Baisem, and Yisarakle Ayom. He just thinks the Smichos works even without an extra Pasuk. Yisarakle Ayom, Smuch and Lodarish, he just doesn't hold from Ryu Yossi at all. Hagleely at all. Okay. That's Shakla Vitaria. We're not going to talk a lot about it. Maybe we'll just, yeah.
Is there enough to me that's in knowing the fact that in Pesach Mitzrayim there was only Chametz for one day?
That is a fascinating question. Is there any nafgamina to knowing the din of Pesach Mitzrayim? To the best of my knowledge, not. I'm not sure what the nafgamina of Pesach Mitzrayim would be. It's a good question. But there are places with a darshan, like exactly history of what happened, you know, what order that they did things in the Miluim, etc. So the Gemara does say in some cases that you don't need to pask an aloch about these things.
But it seems to me we still need to dodge the psukim in these things. Like maybe it would be inappropriate for the Gemara to have a shaila of who do we paskin like, you know, and be machria the psak lemaisa in Pesach Mitzrayim, because that's not nugea. But just have a theoretical discussion of Pesach Mitzrayim, I don't think would be against the ground rules of Shas. I don't think so. Agav, just a few ha'aros in the Gemara before we get to some of the more interesting inyanim in the next part. There seems to be some machlokas in the Mishonim, exactly which psukim Rabbi Yehuda uses for which. It says chad, chad, chad. Most of the Rishonim seem to assume that lo socha lov chametz is lifnei zmanu, because that's where he starts to say lo socha lov chametz, and shech v'korban pesach don't eat chametz, that's lifnei zmanu. Question is, what about the other two? Tosos, in the rasal of chad lifnei zmanu, seems to assume that lo yi'achel we would put tok zmanu, because that is the most chomer one. In which case, komachat lozochel will be left for after Zmano. Sorry. And the Rebbeinu David here seems to assume, based on a line later on, where the Gemara makes it sound like Adaf Chavtesim and Aleph, the Gemara. As a line, where is this? Which says lo yeachel chametz, when they say it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ravacha bar Yaakov. Where do they ask this question?
The cross and Rashi, you ask of the Yeshomer.
Thank you. Bishum lo yachel chametz vivayle. There it is. Sorry, which seems to lie lo yachel. For achar zmano, that's Rabbi Nu David and the chesharan marm chalav. Assume lo yachel chametz going on achar zmano, and the komach metz lo sochelo is going on toch zmano. Okay, I don't know if there's a big nafkamina between this machlokes we shown him as to which pasuk is which.
A question on achar zmano before we. How do you read Rav Shimon's explanation of the pasuk?
Why did he repeat himself twice?
It sounds like a heckish, but then we seem to be learning it as a shot in the row along.
Okay, good. Okay, excellent. So the So that's what I think. That's what Tosos is asking. The rascal in came out talking about losoch alav. You notice he talks about loshon dachuk. What's the loshon dachuk? He seems to be repeating himself twice. Right. First he says. It already says, he first says, you can't say this because of the pasuk, and then he says, so what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk means you can't say this. So he's saying twice, this pasuk says there's no iser, kodin zmano. So I think what the Rashba is answering here is that he's saying two different steps. That first he's saying, how can you say that pshat of the pasuk is talking about Erev Pesach? It says lo sochel lov chametz shivas yom tochel lov matzos. The pasuk is talking about on Pesach itself during the 7 days you eat matzah. So olav must mean when you eat the Pesach. Let me check the Pesach. So first he's saying, how can you say the pasuk means Erev Pesach? The pasuk means on Pesach.
Because
and then what's the what?
How? Because it's hekish, or because of the fact that it refers to the carbon Pesach which is eaten at night?
No, through the hekish we know it's referring to the carbon Pesach which is eaten at night. First, he's saying through the hekesh we know it's referring to the korban pesach that's eaten at night, and
right. But it's both. I mean, it's because of the hekesh we know it's talking the chametz is at
right.
The same time as the matzah, which is the same time as pesach.
Right. The olav is just an afkamina. You don't get anything out of olav. Olav is a result, not a cause. Olav is a result, not a cause. So, but that exactly tells us kasha is your kasha. Why do you have to say it twice? He's saying first he's saying that because of hekesh, olav means achila, and
the pasuk is not saying that there's an iser lifnei zmano. Then what the im came? What's the second step? First step is just that he proves in the hekesh. The pasuk is not saying the first step of thing is not saying there's an iser lifnei zmano. What's the second step? He's saying it's not saying the initial lifnei zmano. What's the second step? The second step he's saying is that if so, then if it's not saying there's an issue lifnei zmano, so why does it have to? Why does it have to tell us anything? Shot in the pasuk is it's not saying there's an issue lifnei zmano, right? Shot in the pasuk, no issue lifnei zmano. So then what's the second step? The second step is what do we need the pasuk? Why do we need this hekesh to just tell us there's no issue lifnei zmano? So he says, no, he says, second step is, the pasuk is saying that it's not usher lifnei zmano. As first he's saying that, what do you mean? This pasuk is basically first saying shot in the hekesh. And then he's saying drash of the hekesh. First saying, no, pshat of the pasuk is talking about the 7 days when you eat matzah. It's not talking about erev Pesach. Oh, then what's the pasuk going to teach you? So in the second step, he says, not only is it not saying there's issur lifnei, it's davka saying there's no issur lifnei zmano. Right? That he's saying davka, the pasuk's telling us there is no issur lifnei zmano because there can't be an issur before the 7 days when you eat matzah. And that's why Tosfos says the end. Kasha, amai itzra. Why, once you have the first, why do you need the second? Why do you need the second step? If there's no mucker for an issue with lifnei zmano, then why do you need to tell us, like, once the pasuk doesn't say it's issue lifnei zmano, why do you have to tell us there's no issue lifnei zmano? Does the pasuk have to tell us? The pasuk never told us that it's usher to eat oranges. Do we need a special pasuk to prove it's mutter to eat oranges? No. Everything told does an usher is mutter. That's what Tosos does not totally answer. He says, what do you mean? The other two psukim are necessary for Nisqami Talidei Dover Acher and for Yossi Aglili. So there's no extra pasuk left for Lifnei Zmano. So why do you need a pasuk to go against Lifnei Zmano? But l'chor, the answer that the all the related Rishonim given the Tosfos Rosh and the Chiddush Aran is that no, Rav Shimon could have gone either way in darshaning the other psukim. Rav Shimon wasn't sure how to darshan the other psukim. Right? Rav Shimon wasn't sure whether to darshan machmeses like Rav Yehuda or like himself. And he wasn't sure whether to darshan maybe also lo yechal chametz like Rav Shimon himself. So the answer is, Tosfos says, why do you need it? Why do you need a miyut? Isn't it enough to not have an iser? So all the ladies should answer, because the simplest way to read the psukim is like Rav Yehuda, so you need a makor to not read them like Rav Yehuda. That's what all the Rishonim say, and that is, you're right, this is the stickiest part of the Shakuntari in the Gemara. That's what the Chiddush Aran and Tosfos Rosh all answer to Kash in the end, saying, number one, you need a non-riboy. You also need a miyut. Why do you need a miyut if you don't have a riboy? Because the two other psukim would have been a riboy. Because the simplest ways, even Rav Shimon admits, you should have svar schut darshan like Rav Yehuda. Except the miyut tells him not to darshan like Rav Yehuda. Okay, that's the, hopefully we've cleared up the shakla b'tarya. One other brief ha'ara is that in Tosus, Dibra Maschel Machmas, what is the case in the Schametz Machos Dover Acher? You need to be Marbeh. So Tos says it can't mean that you put in yeast, because that's classic Chametz, like we know in Menachos. It must be you put in an inferior type of fermenting agent, like wine sediment, etc. That's, you need the Chiddush, even though, what does Dover Acher mean? You put in a non-grain fermenting agent, which is not the normal good way to make bread, it's still Usser. There's some Rishonim, Hilsa Rebbeinu Peretz reads Rashi this way, maybe the Gerson Rashi this way, and the Note of Yehuda reads the Rambam this way, say no, the Chametz El Dever Acher means if you put in yeast. And there's a Chiddush that if you put in yeast, it's still Usser. That is against Tosos. It's a little Dachuk, because number one, like,
why we think it's mutter if you put in yeast. Isn't that a classic way to make bread? That you might have thought only if it rises by itself, it's usher, but if you put in yeast, it's mutter.
So you still have the situation, let's say I take matzah meal, like bran flour, and now I add yeast to that. Those are like after something is already...
Then it's mutter taka.
That's mutter?
Yeah.
Wasn't yeast usher?
I see what you're saying. Maybe that could be the reboy. Yeah, it doesn't sound that way for me. I hear that. Yeah, but Rashi, I mean, if it's no Rishon explicitly argues on Tosos, if the Nodi Behuda claims the Rama argues on Tosos, it sounds like even just regular dough, you need a reboy to teach you to put in yeast. And that is a little dachuk. Misvara, and a little hard to defend the Nodi Behuda tries to defend against the Gemara Menachos. But, I don't know how to get it to work out too brilliantly.
What's he even talking about? The yeast is still esser. Or is also esser.
Yeah, but let's say the Sa'or was less than a 60th or something, right? Okay. getting to the what I think are the more exciting parts of the sugya, the Gemara then continues. Of course, I guess we've been here long enough to know that the sugya gets exciting when it gets into kachim, of course. Right? So, Chiyav Shalom Arke, what does Rabbi Huda do with the hekesh? Nope, we need this to teach you chayit eat matzah b'zman hazeh. Meaning it's not to teach from matzah to chametz. Teach from chametz to matzah, just like us. You chayit eat matzah b'zman hazeh, even though there's no carbon Pesach. Rabbi Shimon l'kov v'chov nolei nafling v'erev tochlu matzos. Right, that's an extra pasuk which is totally not in the context of Pesach. Teaches us, even without a carbon Pesach, you still have to eat matzah. Rabbi Yehuda, violate Tom Shayib Derek Chokha, Salvi Dice Kamina, hold Pesach, Yoko Matzah, Mar Namelu, Nechon Ashlam. Rabbi Yehuda needs two psukim, the Hekesh and Ba'erv Toklu Matzos, one for Tommy Derek Chokha, and another for Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Shimon, Tom Shayib Derek Chokha, Lo Itzer, Krad, Lo Garme, Oral Ben Nechar, the Sibar, Ochol, Oral, Yoko, Bo, Bo, Hoy, No Ochol, Vel Ochol, Be Matzah, Vim Maror. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Tommy and Derek Chokha are covered by Oral and Ben Nechar, right? Arul and Ben Nechar don't eat Pesach. They still eat matzah. So Tomei Ben Nechar and Derech Chokah don't eat Pesach and don't eat matzah. Therefore, Ba'erv Tochlu Matzos is left for Bizman Hazeh, and the Hekesh is left for his Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda Ksiv Bahai Uksiv Behai. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nope, we need separate ones by Arul and Ben Nechar and separate ones by Tomei and Derech Chokah. There's a... bit of machlokes in the girsa here about why it's ksiv b'hai uksiv b'hai. Why did it have to say from Yehuda separately by Olam ben Nechar and separately by Tami Derech Chokah? Rashi says it's one of these things where you could have learned it from Kal v'chomer, the Torah says it anyway. You could have known, right? What could you have known if an Olam ben Nechar, who are really mufka and big and out of the bris, etc., eat matzah. Kavachomer, Tavon Derech Chokah, just happened to be in the wrong time in the wrong place, eat matzah. So you could have known, but the Torah wrote it anyway. They have a machlok, whether it's better to say the Torah wrote something that Milson eats in Kavachomer, Tarek of Kassel Akra, or not. The Girsa a little later on is Utsricha, and many Rishonim say that, no, you need them both. If it just said Tarlon Derech Chokah, you would have thought that's because they're good Jews. But Arul ben Nechar doesn't eat matzah, so you need Arul ben Nechar. If it just said Arul ben Nechar eat matzah, you would have thought that's because they are not going to have another chance of Pesach Sheni unless something changes. But Tom and Gerich Hoko have another chance of Pesach Sheni, maybe would not need to eat matzah, so therefore it's Sricha. Okay, the lumdus you can say about that in terms of Pesach Sheni, but that we're not going to get into now. Let's look at some of the issues that come up in our sugya then. There are three interesting issues that come up in our sugya. All these people have to eat matzah. So first, Ben Nechar. Tosfos has a classic question. Sorry. He asks, what's Tosfos' problem with Ben Nechar? Anyone?
Why shouldn't they be
chayim? Right, why need a reboy that a Ben Nechar? What does Ben Nechar mean? A guy who's not from, right? Whatever the exactly means, we'll get to. you need a riboy that a guy who's not from is supposed to do mitzvahs? I know practically he won't do mitzvahs, right? You might meet someone who's not from, he doesn't do any of the mitzvahs. But that's his practical decision. It's not halakhically recognized, right? So you don't need a riboy to tell you that someone who's not from is chayav in all the mitzvahs. He is chayav in all the mitzvahs, whether he does them or not. It's his problem after his 120. So why do you need this special riboy? Now, okay, maybe before we answer that, just point out that the famous Achlutz Rishonim, what does Ben Nechar mean? What are the two shitas in terms of what Ben Nechar means when Ben Nechar is not like Yukar and Pesach? Machlokes between.
Rashi seems to say he's not among the Kolos, or just...
Exactly. Rashi's right here even, right?
Yeah.
The language is a little funny here. He says, Mishan is not Grumaisel of Vivshu HaShemayim V'lo L'chol HaTorah. Right? It's, okay, if you read it, like, it doesn't flow so well, but the idea is clear. Ben Nechar means someone whose actions have been estranged from Hashem, meaning who does actions that Hashem doesn't like. And it's not referring to someone who violates the whole Torah, just someone who does some actions that Hashem doesn't like, such as a moment of Dabar Echad. And that's clear in the Chumash. Why is it clear in Rashi's Pirush on Chumash that he thinks a moment means even if you're a moment of Dabar Echad, you're a Ben Nechar? So he says, yeah, if you've been mazed, don't get a bris, then you're a Ben Nechar. Right? That's his proof that an Arel must be Meisu Echomas Makos Mila. So Rashi says, if you even do one thing wrong with Mezid, you're a Ben Nechar. So Rashi says, Ben Nechar is Miloshom. Right? Nisnakru Masav. Right? And he's referring to even a moment of Dabar Echad. If you are not in good standing with Hashem, then you can't do the Pesach. Yes? What? L'chor even L'teyavon. How do I know it's even L'teyavon?
Because L'chor is like Kol Torah.
Could be.
Is that true?
In general... Yeah, but although the Rambam might not care about this right here, how do I know the Rambam would say even L'teyavon is Ben Nechar? Because the Rambam says anyone who's an Arel B'mezid is a Ben Nechar, whether Teyavon or Lahachis, right? Rashi says the only thing that Arel could be Marv is Mesu Echamachas Miwa. Why didn't he say, no, Arel teaches you even a Mormon L'teyavon is Pasal, Arelus is Pasal? Because Mormon L'teyavon is already covered by Ben Nechar. So Rashi's very, very makwork from Pesach. Anyone who does even one Avera wrong, even L'teyavon, right, is, even if the guy, let's say he's just a ganef, right, which is one of the things people usually just do with Teyavon, so, or, you know, he's Megala Arias or something, like, he tries to be, you know, he's generally a frum guy, he just has exempted himself from one part of the Torah, that's, and Rashi says, it's Milashon, even a mummer, L'dover Echa, even the Teyavon, because it's Milashon, Nisnakru Masav. What does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? Exactly. He says, Miloshon El Nechar, right? Right? It's Miloshon, someone who worships an El Nechar, right? And he says it's only a Mummer La Avodah Zara. And the Achronim are all Medayik, even a Mummer L'chol HaTorah Kula, even like Michal Shabbat Verhes, he was a Mummer L'chol HaTorah. Kula doesn't count as a Ben Nechar for the Rambam, because Ben Nechar for the Rambam does not mean Mummer. It means specifically Mummer L'Avodah Zarah, because that's El Nechar. And that's why when the Rambam talks about the two places, in Halakha, there's a Psul of Ben Nechar, when the Torah mentions Ben Nechar, one is here and the other is Pasuk Yecheskel, that any Arel Basar V'Arel Leiv of Ben Nechar, Lo Yavol Shem Sheini, a Kohen who's a Ben Nechar, as Pasul Avodah, the Rambam says, only mentions the Kohen who's a Avodah Zarah. Ben Nechar for the Rambam specifically means Avodah Zarah. So they have a fundamental philosophical machlokis about the soul Ben Nechar, we're not going to get into philosophy here, but from Karban Pesach, for the Rambam, right, it's because, right in here, the Rambam's, you know, continuing a lot of themes, the whole point of Karban Pesach is to go against their Avodah Zarah. Right, so for the Rambam, Karban Pesach is about rejection of Avodah Zarah, and therefore Ben Nechar can't bring Karban Pesach, but a standout from person can. For Rashi, you know, I mean, not that they really disagree. It's about all these things. It's about having a bris with Hashem. And if you don't fulfill the bris, even if one part you don't fulfill, right, either you're committed or you're not. There's no such thing as being 99% committed. Even if one part you don't fulfill, then you're mufka from Korban Pesach.
Is Rashi, though, this is a specific halacha by Korban Pesach, right? It's not, he's not saying that Mumu Dabar Echa is the Mumu Dabar Echa.
Correct. Rashi's clearly not saying Mumu Dabar Echa L'Kol Tar Kula. And the Rambam's not saying that a Mumur L'chal Shabbos for Hesi is not a Mummer L'chol HaTorah Kula. They both think that it's a specific gedir of Ben Nechar, which is not the same as Mummer L'Inyan Karbonos or other things. or other areas of halacha. The okay, there might be some nafkaminas, although it's not 100% clear. Between the Rambam and the Rashi, we'll point out one thing that's an interesting discussion is who is the lav on? Who's the lav going? What does the Rambam seem to say?
The guest mission says in the Rambam that it can't be on the guy who's koper because that won't really help him change behavior if on us not to feed him.
Right, the Rambam is a tremendous chiddush that it's, the lav is on us not to feed him. The slash tries to deny it, but all the other opponents accept it. So it could be, I'm not sure what Rashi says, but it could be that Rashi might say the lav's on him. After all, he's a frum guy, he just is one of Iran, so maybe there should be a lav on him. For the Rambam, the guy's like, he's out of our religion, so it doesn't make sense to put a lav on him. The guy's like a guy, so maybe the lav should be on us. But, you know, it's not mochuk, that has to be enough to me.
I'm not sure if I remember the exact wording, but when I recall the Chesed Mishnah gave the example from the Rambam just about the goy. You get about the goy, obviously, and was there a quote about the Umar as well, like all those lav?
Because the Rambam's lashon is pretty clear that he was talking about all of them. Okay, there's more to say about that also,
not by Arel.
What?
Not by Arel.
But not by Arel, right. But not by Arel. But he was talking about Toshav and Sachar and Ben Nechar. But okay, maybe we'll leave
that. So if that person eats, they don't get malchus?
So that's an interesting question. If that person eats, do they get malchus or not? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that that person eats, they also get malchus. Because, you know, low gurra for someone to feed that to them.
You don't get malchus.
If that person eats, do they get malchus? Yeah. Correct. If that person eats it worse than us feeding him. So not pasha
should be like a technical tour. It's a technical tour that that's how the transmission said that it's the lashon and it was low tachilu.
Right. So according to that, depending on why we're pasha from malchus, if we're pasha from malchus because that's not the simple shot of the pasuk, then maybe he would be chayav malchus. But if we're pasha from malchus because fundamentally you can't be chayav malchus for something someone else does.
They were asked the bet in the Yalkut and the Farshim in the back, mm-hmm. The ones they have downstairs, and they quoted Gorn, Dach Gimel, they killed the Goy, and he, the Ori, would not have had a seaweed.
So that's a big discussion, the Achronim, right? There's a lot of topics here that we could get into. Big discussion, the Achronim. I'll point out a little bit of a Chakira then. When the Rambam says the Isser is to be Machil, there are two fundamentally different ways of understanding what he means when he says the Isser is to be ma'achil. Is it that really the Isser is on us to keep the Korban Pesach Kadosh? Hashem's not telling those people what to do at all. Or no, really Hashem's telling them not to eat it. Really Hashem's telling them not to eat it. Oh, why isn't one of the Shem Mitzvahs being Noach? Because it's not something that comes up all the time. That's the Sunday Chronim answer. Really Hashem's telling them not to do it. Just the Rambam in general has a Shita. That it's also to make someone, that making someone do a lav is just as bad as doing it yourself. So that's an interesting chakira, whether when the Rambam says us for us to be machil, is that because b'ikaron, it's an iser, the iser is we have to be shomer the kedushas on Pesach, and it has nothing to do with them, they're totally okay. Then why did they kill the guy? You have to answer either for Gezel, because he ate it by tricking them under false pretenses and had no right to, or for Migdor Milsa. Right, 2 days in the Achronim, why they might have killed the guy, either for Gezel or for just Migdor Milsa, extra legally. Or do you say, no, really, the lav is on him to eat it? The only reason it's usher us to be machal, because it's always usher to like make someone else do a lav. And why do they kill the guy? They kill the guy for violating, the isser of the guy eating a Korban Pesach. And why isn't one of the Shem Mitzvah Noach? Just because it's not something which is generally applicable.
We don't know what's one of the Shem Mitzvah Noach. Surely the guy can know it.
It doesn't matter if the Goyim know or not. Because the Goyim even showed the Chayav Isa. Not to mention, in this case, it was clear that he knew he was doing something wrong. Even if he didn't know the lumbus behind it. The Nafkamina of this Chakira might be within the Rambam. If you want to say, the Rambam says that it's an Isser al Hamach. Does he really mean that the only Isser is Lehachil? Or does he mean that really the main Isser is on the Ochel, but, practically,
like
we talk to the Machil. No,
It might be the tzlach, let's say, flip the Ibrahim, doesn't mean it all, but it's more than that. The Rambam says if I put claim on you, I get malchus. The Rambam says that if I make you do an isser, then I'm also doing an isser. Could be really isser on him, but if you make someone do an isser, that's also an isser. That's not lift the Ibrahim. Lift the Ibrahim is letting someone do an isser. But if you actually feed someone the isser, then that might be worse.
Is there no malchus for the Ibrahim ever?
Almost everyone assumes not.
Why not? It's not
some people say it's a lot of chlalos, which has to do with the material we mentioned earlier. Some people say it's imbo maisa, because there's no like maisa masoyim.
Like the your grandma lady said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The naftamina might be why did they kill the guy, right? The gimelim and bays. So why did they kill the guy? Here you have to say for gezel or lemigdar milsa. Here you would say for the lav of carbon pesach. And the other interesting nafkamina might be, this is a bit of a tricky one, but some of the echronim bring it up, not so pashut, but what if you feed a, you know, what if you feed like two goyim, each half a kedais, the echronim discuss. So if you might say, if the isser is really on them, then you really haven't done a full isser. But if the isser is on you, then you... What?
Because you caused the kizayis to be.
So it could be that in Afkamina, the Achron discussed this. What about Machil Chetzi Kizayis Lebeis Nachrim or etc. So then you might say that you were over if the Isser is Lahasel, but you were not over if the Isser is Lechel, and you're just not supposed to cause people to do Isser.
If you're not
being
Malchus anyways,
the right. That's why it's a little tricky. So if you're not getting Malchus anyway, you have to figure out what the Nafkamina is. But nonetheless, they're going to discuss this. Okay. But that's really a side point, which I was not planning on getting into so much. It's a fascinating line in the Rama. If you look, the Tzlach Daf Ayin Gimel Ibn Aleph denied that there's really an Isser L'Hachel. He says, no, it's really an Isser to be Ochel. And he brings a right from Daf Gimel, etc. Tosus asked a great question. What's Tosus' question? Tosus' question is about matzah. He says, why do you need a pasuk that a benechar eats matzah? Right? What the havamina to potter him? So, what is the havamina to exempt a benechar from matzah? After all, he's chayv in all mitzvos in the Torah, right? So what's the answer?
Talking about a guy who is only not eating Karban Pesach because he wasn't given it. So for him, you might think that somehow there's a tour for matzah also because it's tied together to Pesach.
Well, is it because he wasn't in there? I mean, I know that's why Tosas makes it sound, because he didn't try to be in there. I think because he, like, his minoy is his mukka from minoy, right? What? Yeah, that he's mukka from minoy because a benechar can't be nimna on a Pesach. So that's one answer is Tosos. Tosos says that it's talking about that the havamina is that since he was a benechar at the shechita, his minoy is mufka, and the since his minoy is mufka, then the havmin is that a ptur pesach, right, or the hafkar rather from korban pesach. What's the havmin? Then it's a similar havmin to everything else, right? The Arel and Tamei and Hamufka, the Karban Pesach is Potter Mi Matzah. Then it belongs in our sugya, right? We'd have Mina Bizmana Deyer Potter for Matzah. We'd have Mina Tomei Der Chokor Potter for Matzah. Basically, we'd have Mina anyone who's not in Pesach is not in Matzah. So therefore, there's a Havmina also in this guy, since he's Mufka. Since he was Mufka from the Karban Pesach, the Havmina that he Potter in Matzah, for Mashmah on that, he is still Chayiv in Matzah.
Why can't you say a regular benechah didn't do tshuva?
What?
Why can't you say by benechah didn't do tshuva?
So you can't say by benechah didn't do tshuva. The same would apply benechah didn't do tshuva. He's just like wants to make a hitzitimtzur. It would be practical. Right, if the guy didn't do tshuva, then maybe it's not, then if the guy didn't do tshuva, then it's
so, moot. So his answer is just that there's a havmir that matzah is linked with Korban Pesach.
Right. Tema, I mean, pshita chayv lechol lechayv zamurz b'torah, so yishlom edle, when neshla vezla mumar v'asa tshuva v'af al gab lo'achol Pesach, kamakam chayv lechol matzah mar. But even if he didn't do tshuva, he should be chayiv to eat matzah mar.
Just going off, but is it possible that there was a similar heter for matzah? That at some point he became not a benicha, so there's a havmina that since he was cut from Pesach, he would be cut from matzah. But there's still a havmina, and it still is the halacha that a benicha would be putter from matzah if he remains a benicha. Is that possible at all?
That's going against the beginning of Tosfos, right? Where he says, Pashat HaMumar is Chayav Olmetz.
In other words, you might say, okay.
I understand, but you want to be dying at the end of Tosfos that if he's still a Ben Nechar, then Taki is Pater for Matzah.
Right.
And
meaning, there's no link between.
Even the Maskat.
Between his Chilah
and Matzah. That's very radical.
Okay.
That's very radical.
Honestly, different. That there's only a Havamina for the one who did Tshuva. And if he never did Tshuva, then Ben Nechar is like. Then he's like the.
If he never did tshuva, then Pashat is chayiv in matzah.
Yeah.
But if he did tshuva, the having is pater from matzah. That's a little what?
Because
a little funny.
His connection to Pesach became more bederek, Keturah and Ones. Because now he wants to be him, but he wasn't nimne.
It's
a very hard svar.
The Rambam says that the connection between matzah and korban pesach is only when you have some shaykh to the korban pesach. So Ben Nechar has no shaykh to the korban pesach at all. So there's no relation between matzah and korban pesach. So it's Pashat is chayiv in matzah. When it comes to the about Shuba, so now he's shy after the Korban Pesach, but there's a tour because there's no Minoi, so then you say there's a relationship between Matzah and Korban Pesach, then maybe you lift up Ben Potter, but Ben Nechar is clearly going to be high because there's no connection.
Hmm.
That's what we thought.
Really?
Similar
you
there,
said that?
In the Kobos Mepharshim here, it says from the Malay on Roni that it's like in Ben Nechar, it's not shy, it's almost like Pesach is manazeh when there's no korban. So for him, it's like.
Well, Pesach on manazeh is also a havmina. Right? I mean, RL is a havmina. He's mufko all the way through. No, I see the diuk in the lashon of Tosos, but Tosos says asachuva. Why did Tosos need to say asachuva?
I mean, he seems like saying that's the answer to why there's a havmina. I mean, he hasn't really answered his question.
No. The question is, of course he's chayav. He's chayav to bring up Karban Pesach and Matzah and Mor. He's chayav to all the mitzvahs. The answer is no, it's a case where it's too late to do Karban Pesach, meaning if it was still Erev Pesach afternoon, then he's chayav to do tshuva and bring Karban Pesach. Right? So Tosfos say basically it's too late, there's already the ninth time, and he already missed out on the chance of having an effective minhag in Karban Pesach. Whether he dies, in fact, Tosfos says after he tshuva, after do tshuva. Unclear.
Does the Gemara say anywhere with theirs that in Ben Nechar they darshan the bow as he is chayav matzah? I know they say by RL.
Aha.
But
so
Tosfos
Shantz gives that answer, right? Tosfos Shantz gives that answer. He says, "Efshar, we don't darshan that at all. Why? Especially because on
Kukov, it says different drush.
Tarivav, it says bow hamaris das poselet, but hamaris das eino poselet betrumas. That's Tosfos Shantz answers. The Tosfos Shantz says that there is no such drasha by Ben Nechar. Rather, for Ben Nechar, it's a different drasha than Bo, meaning by Arel, you can't say Bo, it passes, but it doesn't pass by Truma, because Taka does pass by Truma. But by Ben Nechar, you can darshan that Bo, Ben Nechar passes, but it doesn't pass by Truma. So according to the Tosfos Shantz says one of his answers, he says that really we don't darshan bo for matzah at all by Ben Nechar. And then there's no question in the first place.
I mean, when
Tosfos assumes that we do, because look at Tosfos' girsa. Kol arei lo yochol b'chol ben Nechar lo yochol bo v'inu ochol v'ochol matzah mar. We, Tosfos has the girsa that it says bo after it mentions Ben Nechar. Right? But if you don't have that girsa, then you're okay. So Tosfos has this girsa. So you can't, nothing you can do about it. But if you don't have the gears of Tosfos,
Tosfos Shantz says, when the Tosfos asks, why, what's the Havmina he should be Pater? Tosfos Shantz says,
there is no Havmina, that's why there's no such drasha.
I mean, the Maskana is, he is Pater.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the Maskana is, he's Chayiv, and there's never Havmina to Pater.
Because it never, He's chayiv in what? In Pesach or in Matzah?
He's chayiv in Matzah, and there's no havamina to pater him. He's chayiv in Matzah, and there's no havamina to pater him.
He's not
like the Pesach, but it's Pasha that eats matzah. You don't need a drasha for that. Pasha that eats matzah. Why shouldn't he eat matzah?
Oh, so it's not a habanisha. And so says, no, there never was a habanisha.
Exactly.
We never used the bow to have mimchai.
Exactly.
Okay, we didn't need the bow.
Okay.
Is that what the Rambam has? Because he only has...
No, I think the Rambam is something else. What does the Rambam have?
He has the RL that you... That
so the Rambam never says what to do with the bow of Ben Necha, right?
I thought maybe he holds like Tos Shans, like, which I didn't know about.
Right, so the Rambam never explicitly says. The Rambam never explicitly says what he does with the bow of Ben Necha, right? He only discusses in terms of RL. Okay. Any other answers, though, before we get to the Rambam?
So is it Tos Shans? So we're answering that there's no habanina by Ben Necha, but there is by RL?
Correct. There's a habanina by RL, since RL is not allowed to do Pesach. Therefore, there's a habanina that he's mufka for matzah. But a Ben Necha is supposed to do Karban Pesach. He's supposed to do tshuva. An RL is not allowed to do Karban Pesach. But an RL, a Ben Necha is allowed to do Karban Pesach. He's just supposed to do tshuva. Meaning, the Ben Necha, if the RL comes up and asks me a shayla, should I eat matzah or not? We say, well, look, I'm sorry, I don't mean to discriminate against you, but you're not letting Karban Pesach. But taka, there's a reason why you eat matzah. When the Ben Necha comes to shayla matzah, I say, you idiot, you should eat Karban Pesach and matzah. Just do tshuva and abandon your silly ways.
If the Ariel is a normal Ariel, it's something you would tell him to get a resume.
If the Ariel is a normal, yeah, but an Ariel, I think it's Pashut that, that once it was shechted, it's too late for him to have a minoy. Ben Necha, Tosfos Chiddush that Ben Necha is mafkia the minoy. Tos mechadish that Ben Necha is mafkia the minoy. That's also the chiddush, right? That his minoy is mufka. That's a chiddush. You don't have to say the minoy is mufka. You could just say, what do you mean? Do tshuva and sit down and eat.
But he wasn't memuna.
Maybe he was. Either he was or he wasn't. If he wasn't, then it has nothing to do with being a Ben Necha. It's like anyone else who was a memuna. And if he was, then let him eat.
Is there a habanina that somebody who wasn't memuna can't eat matzah?
So is there a habanina that someone who wasn't memuna can't eat matzah? So apparently Tosos thinks there's a habanina.
Yeah,
that someone who wasn't memuna, that...
The only thing look
Yeah, Tosos thinks there's a habanina that someone who wasn't memuna can't eat matzah, but it's not Pashut in the Gemara. Tosos makes some assumptions. A, that someone who wasn't memuna is a habanina that he can't eat matzah. And B, right, the Gemara never had someone who just stam didn't bring a Pesach. Right? So A, there's a habanina that someone who stam didn't, it wasn't memuna can't eat matzah. And B, that Ben Necha mafkia the minoy. You don't have to agree to those two assumptions. Right? Otherwise everyone would have answered like Tosos.
Isn't it? I thought we were saying it's one assumption that the only person who's mufka doesn't have the habanina not to eat matzah.
Tosos is making two assumptions. What is two assumptions? A, there is a habanina that a non-mimuna is potter from matzah, right?
A non-mimuna b'hechreach?
Aha. So you're saying maybe it's all one, because Taka maybe tells doesn't think it's having a regular non-mimuna, only a mufka from minoy.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. It's also said that at the very least someone is mufka from minoy. There's a havmin he shouldn't eat matzah, that he's potter from matzah, and that a b'necha is mufka from minoy. What did the Meiri answer? The Meiri had some very interesting chidushim, by the way. What are the two interesting shitas in the Meiri? Each one wilder than the next. What? That's his maskana, right? The Meiri's maskana is a very wild maskana. The Meiri says that taka, there really is a strong havmi you shouldn't eat matzah. Why? Because the kasha was just do tshuva, eat pesach, and matzah. So Tosfos Shan says, taka, you're right, there is no havmina. Tosfos says, no, you can't do tshuva and eat the pesach, it's too late, you weren't memuna. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri says that that he can't bring Pesach for 7 days, so maybe also Potter from Matzah. Since he's Mufka from Pesach for 7 days, doing tshuva won't help. He's still Mufka from Pesach for 7 days. So too, the Hami is Potter from Matzah. Mashmah, he's only Mufka from Pesach 7 days, not from Matzah. This is a big chiddush. The Gemara does say that a ger has to wait 7 days before bringing the Korban Pesach. The simple pshat is that's just a gzeir d'rabbanan, so that he should be used to the laws of Tumah V'Tara. Right? Meaning, he shouldn't think you could just do whatever you want and then bring a Pesach 4 days later. So to get him used to the idea that, you know, you have to wait 7 days for the Tumah V'Tara, even though technically, but you can't be tummy. But the Meir seems to think, no, that the din d'oraisa. There's a din d'oraisa that just like you need 7 days from Tumas Meis, you need 7 days from Avodah Zarah. From Tumas Avodah Zarah, he holds like the Rama Avodah Zarah. I don't know if you would have said it, he held like Rashi. You need 7 days from Tumas Avodah Zarah, therefore a guy or Baal Shuvah, who works with Avodah Zarah, his Chozerbo, needs 7 days to be Metahir himself from Tumas Avodah Zarah, which we really never heard before. At d'oraisa level, anything that Tumas Avodah Zarah wrote, waiting 7 days, the Meir thinks it's din d'oraisa to wait 7 days before you bring Karban Pesach, and therefore we understand that having a potter for matzah, he's potter for Pesach for 7 days, he's potter for matzah.
Does this mean you really understand the Mumar of Rezara the same way the Rambam is? Or is
he's
Mumar
of Rezara.
No, he says, but is that because he's Mumar of Rekula, and therefore he's on the Goy? Why should this Halacha ben Nechar all of a sudden compare with like a Goy? So if it's, according to the Rambam, we say it's a specific deen that applies to Karban Pesach, so why should you start applying...
Because the definition of a Goy is that you worship a Rezara, right? I understand there are goyim who don't worship Avodah Zarah, but those are anti-definitional, right? The definition of an akum is someone who worships Avodah Zarah. Meir gets from a pasuk, right? The pasuk says, "Chiyagur tchem ger ve'asah pesach l'Hashem lo yachol miyad tamal omar not." So you might think miyad tamal omar has to wait 7 days. What does everyone else say that medrash means? What? That yachol, you might think the day he's megayir makes the korban pesach, and that's how he enters the bris. Kamash when he waits till yudal nisan. The Meir reads in a very unique way. Yachol miyad, he's allowed to bring Karban Pesach within the first week. No, kamashwan, that just like Jews have to wait a week between Tumah and Karban Pesach, likewise a ger has to wait a week between Tumah and Karban Pesach, and he assumes that it's not just because he had a haloshem goy and then a haloshem Jew, it's because a goy is a ben le'el nechar, a goy is a subject of an el nechar, so to anyone who's subject of an el nechar has to wait 7 days. Big, big chiddush.
The gzeir of waiting something that's just by Karban Pesach, by all korbanos, by a ger.
Sounds like the according to everyone else who says gzeir d'rabbana, might be all largely be all korbanos, but I don't know if it's mefurish anywhere in Shas. All right.
No, where's the Meiri over there when he discusses that? Is there what other people explain is Gzeir D'Rabbanan, the Meiri over there when he discusses that deen? The Mishnah says the Gerish and Skyer needs to wait. Does Meiri say over there this is the deen D'Oraisa?
You have to look it up.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand. Since that both closest to Meiri are saying the same reason, the reason is part of Tramas, because I'm not Mikorak is after Tramas. Just have community throws in this Kiddush for 7 years.
Right, because what's the question? Vahare. I mean, clearly these are all havmis that someone is potter from Pesach is potter from Matzah. But a ben necher is chayiv in Pesach, right? He's supposed to do tshuva. That was the question. So the Tosafot answer is no. This is a hechitimtzer. He's potter from Pesach if it's too late to do a minoy. And the Meiri says it's a hechitimtzer. He's potter from Pesach if it's within 7 days. You're right. They're all trying just to find a case where a ben necher is potter from Pesach because a regular non-from guy is chayiv in Pesach. He's chayiv to do tshuva. What does the Meiri quote even more radically from the Hashlama? What's the first shot in the Meiri? And therefore, what tremendous chiddush did he say? Remember, the question is, if he's chayiv in Pesach, why isn't he chayiv in Matzah? So Tosafot Shan says, Ein Echanami, obviously he's chayiv in Matzah. Tosafot says, he's potter in Pesach if he only does tshuva after Shkia. The Meiri says, he's potter in Pesach if it's within 7 days. What does that Shlomo say? When is a guy who used to worship idols and became Baal Tshuva potter in Pesach? For the rest of his life.
Oh.
Right? He says that an Oved Avodah Zarah is Mufka from Pesach forever. Okay, the Baal Tshuva yeshivas would not want to spread this around. But he says very radically, most of it, he says, you know what, if you worship Avodah Zarah even once, yeah, amazing, then you can't bring from Pesach the rest of your life. Because you're a Ben Nechar the rest of your life. You can't erase the Roshem of having betrayed Hashem for Avodah Zarah. So if the rest of your life you can't bring a Pesach, and there's a Hagmina for the rest of your life, don't eat matzah. Come on, well, you still have to eat matzah. Where does he get this idea from, of course? What?
Yeah.
Not Beis Chanyo. Right, in the Kohan we serve the Beis Chanyo, we Paskin can work in the Beis HaMikdash, because Beis Chanyo was L'Shem Shamayim, it was just an Isser of Shchut Eichutz. But, exactly, Kohan and who worship Avodah Zarah are puzzled forever for working in the Beis HaMikdash. So what he just assumes that is that just like the Ben Nechar who can't work in the Beis HaMikdash is a one-time soul for the rest of your life, likewise the Ben Nechar who can't eat Korban Pesach is a one-time soul for the rest of your life. That's very radical. Apparently he thinks that, you know, you should really compare eating Korban Pesach to working the Beis HaMikdash because it's, you know, the closest that a Zar gets to really doing something central in the Beis HaMikdash, which makes a lot of sense. What's the difference in Korban Pesach and every other Korban? What's the phrase the Gemara uses? Right, the Gemara says every other korban that's bava toma is nikram but is not nechal, but korban Pesach which comes with toma is nikram and nechal. Right, remember if you bring shtei lechem or lechem upon a toma, you don't eat it. But korban Pesach with toma you do eat it. Why? Because shelo bar meikar el achila. Korban Pesach is the only korban whose whole purpose is to be eaten. All the other korbanos, the purpose is to be nikram. The side point is that you eat them. Korban Pesach, the purpose is to be eaten. At the side point. Not the side point, but the, you know, the prerequisite is that you're makrivit. So it makes sense. If Korban Pesach is only coming for Achila, then Achila's Korban Pesach is like Avodah of other Korbanos. And therefore, just like you're sold forever for Avodah Korbanos, for worshiping Avodah Zarah once, likewise Korban Pesach. Very radical Korban.
Is just a Jew Zohar Avodah Zarah, or even a Goy Zohar Avodah Zarah?
That's why the Meir rejects it.
The Meir says, then why is a Ger allowed to bring a Pesach? But I don't think that's a good taina. I mean, Zash Shlomo, of course, why? There's a big difference. A guy worshipped Avodah Zarah once, but he didn't betray Hashem.
That's what I'm asking about.
Right, so I think he would say, no, he's obviously a Ger, that's the Medrash, right? Yochel Miyad, Tamal Lomar, that not Miyad, he brings the Korban Pesach. So it's saying, a guy worshipped Avodah Zarah, but didn't betray Hashem. Right? A Jew worshipped Avodah Zarah, betrays Hashem, and therefore that's more Chomer.
You
don't say in a technical sense, maybe it's nearer of a Nidcha.
But a guy also can, you know, it's one of the mitzvahs.
It's one of the shows in the Noach, but it's not.
It's not as bad.
It's not betraying Hashem.
Yeah.
Right, you could all say Kadoshanola dummy. Right, there are different ways you, that you could say.
What do you add by the forever with the Hashanola? What is that? Isn't it skipping as Tulsi? So you're Mufka from Pesach now, so you don't even answer that?
Yeah, but the question is just why you Mufka? Tulsi says you're only Mufka if for that night. And he said they're all getting to the same place that you're Mufka from Pesach.
I know, but why?
Next year.
What? Why the fact that more mufka from Pesach makes a hot meat I wouldn't have matzah?
No, he just wants to find the hezi timsi. Apparently, he doesn't like toast the hezi timsi. He thinks that if toast was writing the tshuva at night, you'd still be able to eat. Or at least there wouldn't be a havamina that you'd be putter.
Meaning if it's shayach to do tshuva, then you would be able to eat.
Then, right, then it would be pasha you eat matzah. So then we have to say that tshuva doesn't even help. Now, by the way, what's the answer that Tosus rejects that you might have given for this?
That's kashim.
It's kashim.
What?
It's kashim and he's done.
Yeah.
That it's...
You can't...
Ah, exactly. What does Tosus reject? Tosus rejects saying that it's not that the Havamina is potter and the Kamashbalan is Chayav. Rather... the Havamina is Aser in Matzah, and the Kamash one is Chayav. Right? Meaning, Tos says, maybe the Havamina is Aser in Matzah. That would be a reasonable Havamina. Yeah, maybe Ben Nechar is not allowed to eat Matzah. Ben Nechar is not allowed to be Matamit this Matzah. Why did Tos not like it? Why did Tos not like this answer? Because Matzah is just regular food. It's just unleavened bread. Like, why can't anyone eat unleavened bread? Like, what's the harm that anyone's not allowed to eat unleavened bread, right? It's just, it's chulin. Anyone's allowed to eat whatever they want. Okay, but who, I can't prove what the answer to this question, but who doesn't agree with Tosos? What does the Rambam say?
that by an Ariel, he says he eats matzah marer. V'chein mutter l'hachal matzah marer l'gir tosha l'sachir. It's mutter to feed matzah marer to a gir tosha and a nachri sachir. What does Rambam think? Rambam thinks that there's a havi that's also to give matzah marer to a guy. Right? And apparently, v'chein, there's a havi that's also to give matzah marer to an Ariel. Rambam thinks, now again, the Rambam doesn't say what he says about bein nechar. But the Rambam might think that, no, you misunderstood the whole Gemara. There's no having to pater him for matzah. If someone's not frum, do you pater him from other mitzvahs? What do you mean? There's no whole thing, Yiskar. If you're not frum once, we don't say, yeah, you're exempt from other mitzvahs and let you be not frum. The having is to ask you for eating a matzah and marer. And we don't know what the Rambam says here, but we know the Rambam says by other people the having to ask them in matzah and marer. So too, by Orel and Toshim Sachar, the having to ask her in matzah and marer. So too, maybe he would say that by the nechal is the havin aser in matzah and marer. What's the havin aser in matzah and marer? Isn't it true that there's no kedusha? Why is there a havin aser? Like, he's not allowed to eat lettuce and crackers? What's the havin?
Imagine it's only during the, you know, those hours at night.
Right. So, but there's no kedusha. Why should there be havin that he should be also to eat chulin? So I think that the havin is very pashat. The havin is not inside the kedusha of the matzah and the marer. The Hami not inside the Kedusha, the Matzah, and the Marah. Because the Matzah and the Marah are chulin, they're regular food.
So they're like tacos and carb pizza?
I thought you could say it differently. Especially, look, we're only talking about eating Matzah and Marah without a carb pesach, right? There's a Hami to answer him, he's already not eating pesach. Hami that he, even though he's not eating carb pesach, even though he's in Tel Aviv or Johannesburg or New York, there's a Hami that he can't eat unleavened bread and lettuce. He can't eat crackers and lettuce. I thought the Hami was differently. What's the point of matzah and marer? Why do you eat matzah and marer? Simple, kindergarten. I'm not trying to trick you.
Says Matzah to eat matzah marer.
No, that's not kindergarten. Now you already have to be grow up a little.
Oh, to remember to eat Matzah.
Yes, that, right? The marer reminds of the sheba and the matzah reminds of the gula, right? They made the matzah reminds of the both, okay? Basically, it's the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the havmina? The havmina is, if someone's not in the bris of the carbon, if someone's not religiously in the religious bris with Hashem, then they can't feel part of Jewish history. What right do you have to feel that you're part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're part of Jewish history if you're not religious? A, if you're Tosfos Tzachar, if you're not a Jewish b'klal, or if you're Bnei Nechar, if you're not religious, or Ariel, if you're not willing to enter into the bris of relationship with Hashem. I thought that was the Havin. The Havin is that it's also not Mitzad Kedusha Sachetza. But Mitzad Kiyum Agavra, the Havin is that it's also to have a reminder of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim if you're not in the Korban Pesach. Because after all, what happened to a Jew who didn't bring Korban Pesach? He wasn't Zocha for Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? You weren't allowed to leave Mitzrayim, you died. You didn't leave Mitzrayim if you didn't bring Korban Pesach. So I think it's a reasonable Havamina. If you, not the Kedusha Sachetza, the Chetza is just Chulin. But Mitzad Kiyum Agavra, that it's usher to eat something that will make you feel like you can be part of Jewish history without paying the price of the admission fee of carbon pesach, of being in the religion. And it makes sense to me why maybe having a toaster sucker should be usher, and maybe having a neophyte should be usher. If you're not willing to worship Hashem instead of Odazara, then you can't feel like you left Mitzrayim. You can't remember Yetzias Mitzrayim because you're not shy if Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kamash Malan, that even if it might be true, al piyashkafa lemaisa, you're allowed to eat matzah and marer because you know it's just eating and it doesn't make you party. Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It would be like a goy shabbos.
Yeah, it would be like the havmina. Again, it's only havmina. Then yeah, you can't be part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kamashmal on that, you know, even though you're not part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, just because you eat something does not necessarily make it an aveira. You can eat it neutrally. I shouldn't say that. That's what Tosha Sachar. Kamash will on that, you can't be part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim because the Orel and Ben Nechar are taka chayav to eat matzah and marer. So the Hav means you can't be. Kamash will on that, okay, maybe you would have got killed and not left Mitzrayim and if you acted this way back in the day, but nonetheless, b'di'eved, where you're holding, you still should at least connect to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's a little bit of these very, very fascinating discussions in Nechar. Okay, we only got to a small fraction of what I thought we would get to today. So just, we'll finish the sheet on Thursday. We'll talk a little about Ariel and about Bizman Hazeh.
And where's everyone up to in Hachana?
Up to here.
Up here? Okay, Gavaldi. Okay, so if you're interested in getting a little deeper into the Oral issue of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, if you want to look in the modern day Achronim, you can look in the 13th Siman of the Achron D'Oraisa. He has like a lot of raid about this Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But I'm not sure if his specific things he says are necessarily Mokra. No, last time I quoted an Achron D'Oraisa, I got killed, so now I started to be careful and check whether every Achron D'Oraisa is really Mokra or not. And and I've discovered that all the ideas are always great, but the rayos are often questionable. But so he's like contemporary Mashiach. But anyway, if you want to look at the Yud Gimel of the Achron D'Oraisa, you can be mine in that a little more. If not, we'll just take a look outside.
Yeah. What is the local market that the people are?